He's the man of the moment, and he would have enjoyed last night. Even though he wasn't there, he spoke beautifully, and he joins us now. Jonathan Thurston, congrats, mate. What a year.
Yeah, it's been outstanding for the Cowboys. So, yeah, very humbled to receive the award last night. And we've got a big job in front of us now on Sunday.
Yeah, you have. Paul Gallen just joined us, Jonathan, and he said, look, it was you were so quick to thank your teammates. That was a massive team effort, although you were the record winner.
I see the hard work that they put in every day. Make a lot of sacrifices, and you know they work extremely hard. They the players in the middle third there have been outstanding all year for me. Without them, I wouldn't have been standing up there last night. So they deserve a lot of the credit. I can't thank them enough. They're a great bunch of men, and I love them to death.
You got on a roll this year up there. Mm-hmm. I think for years, JT, and you've probably thought as well, you've had the squad to do it, but you've never really got this far into the season. Anything different this year?
I think Greeny's brought in his structures, both defensively and offensively, and we really got used to that towards the back end of last year, and we were slow starters this year, but I think just everyone knows their role within the team, and that's what you need. You need 17 blokes to perform, and obviously throughout the year you need more than that. So, I think we only lost the one game throughout that Origin period, where we've normally been very weak in that period. So, full credit to the team. We've had a lot of players come in and jump in and do a job for us, and that's what you need throughout the year.
You actually even got a rest during that Origin period. Hopefully that will get you through this week. Are you in any doubt at all? And what gives you more trouble, the groin or the calf?
I think everyone's carrying niggles this time of the year. That's just part and parcel of rugby league. So I'll be on light duties this week, and we get into Sydney on Thursday. So I think we've got a session Friday and Saturday, and I'll be right in Spain then and ready to roll for Sunday. So it's just an exciting time for the club and obviously the community and the region. We cover a massive footprint here throughout North Queensland, and everywhere is buzzing.
2005 was your first, 2007, 14, and now 2015. I think what's phenomenal, JT, is there's been a 10-year from the first to the last, so a decade. I mean, how have you done it? How does the body feel now? Do you reckon you're that much smarter than you were 10 years ago?
I'd like to think I'm a lot smarter than I was 10 years ago, but I've still done some dumb stuff. I think when you're getting a little bit older, you know how to manage your body, you know how to look after it a bit better, and that's what I've learned to do. I've got to give our coaching staff a lot of credit as well, especially our high performance unit, with all the GPS data and all that type of stuff. They monitor how much you run, and they pull you out of sessions to try and freshen you up. Obviously, being rested throughout the year as well, missed a game there as well, which freshens you up throughout that Origin period. So, it's just one of those things where I'm really enjoying my football, and I've only got 2 years left to go, and it's about enjoying those 2 years, because after that we don't know what's going to happen.
That could be 6 Dally M awards.
I don't think so.
and mate, is there less pressure on you now because so many other people within your team are doing a job and proving hard to stop?
Yeah, definitely. This has probably been the most stable team that I've been a part of at North Queensland within my time. We've had some great players at the club, but in the key positions, 9, 7, 6, and 1, it's probably the most stable it's been. My early years here, we really struggled to find a number 6. Morgo's been outstanding for us this year. He was outstanding last year at fullback, and Lockie Coote's come in and done a really good job at fullback. And since Aaron Payne's retired at number 9, we've really struggled to to find one. And, you know, Jakey Granville's been outstanding for us. So it's the most stable team I've been a part of since my time at the Cowboys. And, you know, like I said earlier, you know, my middle third, they're the big boys. They can seem to keep powering through for me.
Mate, have you thought of getting to the judiciary and sticking up for your Queensland mate tomorrow night?
Yeah, I sent him a message last night and wished him all the best. So it would be very sad to see him end his career that way if he doesn't get off. So, yeah, you know, good luck to him.
Do you think he'll get off?
Yeah, look, you know, it's... you know, players have been suspended in the past, but, you know, you know, you want to play teams at full strength and you want to beat the best teams at full strength and, you know, no doubt they're full strength with Hodjo and the team.
Good luck come this weekend, mate, and you should be very proud of your achievements. Yep. And we got great comment, just so you know, when you handed your headgear over to the kid in the crowd the other day. You set a great example, Jonathan. Well done.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me.
Good on you. Jonathan Thurston there, a superstar of the game. The prices for the grand final, the Broncos slight outsiders, $2 to the Cowboys, $1.85.